Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm kind of in the throes of, the immediacy right after the throes of passion. I could use a cigarette right now. Yeah. I do have a coffee right here.
Good.
Because it was that good of a weekend of football.
It really was. It was just fun up until, last night's game wasn't the greatest, the Patriots game, but I'm just going to let that one live.
Yeah, I was totally fine with being a total stinker because the rest of the football was so good.
That's it. They gave us so much good football I didn't even care about last night. Starting really all day Saturday and working our way through, and then we even had a weird 1 o'clock Cavs tip off, so you just got to sit in front of your TV all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and it's been a delight.
There was a part of me, because I used to have this, and it was a pretty strong theory. It happened if the first round of the playoffs stunk, you knew the divisional rounds was going to be just, Jay, it was just going to be all bangers. I'm so not used to the wild card round good.
Did we use up all of ours now? It's like that baseball thought process that's like, we scored 9 today. Save some for tomorrow. It's all independent of each other. It's okay.
I actually think this is the year where I think we don't really have a complete team left in the playoffs. We've got really good teams. But if you watch the Rams this weekend, that's an incredibly talented team that can't get out of their own way.
Well, especially Bears. When they're playing the Panthers, apparently.
And then the Bears are the antithesis of that. They kind of just muddle around for a while, and then in the fourth quarter, bring it all together. So you've got the team that can't keep a lead with a team that can't stop coming back from being down at the end of games.
Well, yeah, and our one seeds are, it's Denver, who's got a major flaw with the idea that Bo Nix is their quarterback. Okay, he's fine.
Is this the year good that you finally come around to him? Because we're going to have to.
Come around to him.
If they win the Super Bowl, I think we have
It's a great defense. I just watched too much of Bo Nix in college to be like, I'm convinced he's the reason.
I'm still flabbergasted by
number
the fact
one defense,
he's this good
number
too.
One offensive line in the sport. It's incredible what they've been able to do post Russell Wilson, but it's Denver and then it's Seattle, and Seattle's led by Sam Darnold, who, as we know, hasn't found an interception that he doesn't love. He just tosses them as if he's getting paid bonuses by the interception. So yes, you're right, there's flaws everywhere, but it's made it a lot of fun.
I almost wonder, wild card weekend is usually there's the disparity between the second best team in any conference and the seventh best. We didn't really get any of that. I mean, the weak part of this was supposed to be the Panthers.
That was the biggest spread on the Vegas board this weekend, about 10.5 points, and that game was thrilling.
And listen, we can say, well, the Rams failed to keep that lead, and that's fair. Bryce Young really played some great football this weekend. Like two guys who maybe changed my thinking on them a little bit this weekend were both in losses.
I became a cokehead this weekend, Nick.
What's that now?
I said I became a cokehead this weekend.
Michael Irvin in town?
Big Jalen Coker fans.
Absolutely.
Oh, the Cokeheads. Cokeheads unite.
Cokeheads unite.
I didn't realize if you were that part of Solon.
I thought we all became Cokeheads this weekend. Yeah. I thought, is that not all right?
No. I was a little thrown off there.
Was I waiting since Saturday at about 6:30 to drop this at some point throughout the week?
Did you write Cokehead on your script just to make sure?
The only notes I had for today's show is make sure we just tell Nick I became a Cokehead this weekend.
It's radio. That's more of a 1980s thing for radio, but it could at any
people,
point it could
people
make a
dropping
comeback.
These secession gifts that just say we're all cokeheads now. Anytime Coker scored a touchdown, like it was fantastic. He played a great game, 135 yards. It was incredible.
But the two guys who challenged my previous thinking on them the most this weekend were both guys that lost, but Bryce Young, who I thought was just made some just other than the last four throws of the game,
the most important throws.
He made some big throws, and I got to be honest with you, Trevor Lawrence impressed the hell out of me. I still don't think that guy is ever going to be a top five quarterback.
Oh no, they had too much. Trevor Lawrence was the problem there. They had the run game at their disposal. You're taking on the 31st run defense in the entire NFL in Buffalo. You're getting Travis Etienne looked like he was Jim Brown in his prime, and I don't blame Cohen because this is what you do in these spots. You're supposed to go to your quarterback that makes $55 million a year. Peppered in a little bit too much Trevor Lawrence there.
But he was really good. I think that's the problem.
He would have won the game if he had just stayed with the run game. It's all he had to do. He just had to just stay with the run game and don't rely so much on Trevor Lawrence and you walk away with an easy win. But he was too important to him to have Trevor win that game, and that's what cost him.
So, great weekend in football aside, a lot of stuff came out about the Browns head coaching search this weekend. Stuff we're going to get to, as you guys can imagine, all show long. But it is Mike McDaniel Day. He is interviewing with the Cleveland Browns today. And it's been interesting to watch the incredible range of responses to this from that guy to he's a knockoff Stefanski to, and we'll play it at some point today's show, that guy's too good for the Browns. Like the vast array of takes on Mike McDaniels and Mike McDaniel, and the Browns is wild.
Oh, by the way, another note I had from my notepad that I don't actually write notes in, but I think to myself, tell Nick about this. Did you see who was also wearing capris this weekend?
Was it Liam Cohen?
No.
He seems like a capri guy.
Well, a guy named Sean McVay. In that Rams-Panthers game we discussed. So I do want to know, to the morning show, because he wore capris, does that mean if Sean McVay became available, you just wouldn't want him on being the head coach of the Browns? Is that what that is?
And let's be clear, Matt LaFleur, you know if he didn't live in Green Bay, he'd be wearing capris,
too. Oh, so is that part of it? Did, like, before, once he got to Green Bay, did they take the capris out of his closet? We don't do that around these parts.
No, he doesn't want to get frostbite on his legs and have stumps down there.
Well, but you could, I mean,
you're not wearing capris.
There's more than one atmosphere that you're playing in.
It's Green Bay. Most of the time, you dress for winter. And then air on that side. Air for Arctic winter.
Okay. So McVay was wearing capris, which has been like as many detracting comments about McDaniel as we can find. That seems to be the one that just comes back circled around for people. It's not anything about his win-loss percentage. It's not about him losing the locker room or anything else like that. It's like, oh, the man's a little goofy and wears capris. Okay, great.
So it's interesting because Kalshi has Mike McDaniel with the best chance right now to be the Browns' next head coach, 24%. Dan Pitcher in second place there at 17%.
Are those the ones that do odds on whether or not Jesus is coming back?
I don't know, but I do know that there's some issues there. They do?
Yeah, they do. They take
unlike
odds.
Any given day?
And, no, you can bet it's by the year. So you bet each year whether or not Jesus is coming back, and so it's like minus 10,000 odds or something like that. Mm. And then you can bet on any given year, they'll take your bet on whether or not the rapture's happening.
Mm. No, is it, do you have to authenticate Jesus, or can it just be... Because I imagine
there's
a guy
gotta
comes
be some
back,
sort of rules,
it's
right?
Going to take a hot minute to figure out is this the real one, right? Because there have been so many people claiming to be that guy. Is what
I know,
I'm saying.
I know. Maybe you need like Pope Leo to be like, this is the guy.
Yeah. So will he come back?
And it's like you get grading cards authenticated by like PSA.
Yeah.
I assume Pope Leo is like the PSA of the whole is this Jesus or not thing.
All right.
Yeah, like he's the big authenticator.
All right. Final task. Here's some water.
And Jesus is like, no, I've done this trick.
Come on. I
worked for 2,000 years to create new stuff, and you want me to play the hits now? Yeah. Come on.
I mean, you don't come back, and all of a sudden, it's like your new album. Come on now.
And then everyone's yelling like, no, we want water into wine.
Play water into wine. It's like his Freebird. All right.
When I went on a spring break in Panama City when I was in college, we went to this place and this guy was playing music. And I just started screaming Freebird the way that everyone does, right?
Because you were a douche.
Yes. And I was drunk and I was 20 years old. And I'm like, Freebird, all this other nonsense. And the guy, he legitimately stopped his show at one point and was like, if you say Freebird one more time, I'm going to take this microphone, come down there and choke you. And I was like, okay, got it. Got the message.
This is the difference between you and me.
Got the message.
I'd make him come down there and choke me.
Me and my friends had a riot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were really, really enjoying ourselves.
I would make sure. I was like, don't you tease if you can't please.
Some people play extra for that.
You're not going to freak this freak, okay?
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate, pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
A lot of people pay extra for that.
Now, this being said, it's another point to remind people this really wouldn't be that bad a hire, guys. Mike McDaniel's a really well thought of offensive mind. If you can keep Jim Schwartz, and I know we have the Albert Breer report piece, whatever we want to say, to get to, if you could keep Jim Schwartz and get Mike McDaniel, I'm sorry, that's about as good as it's going to get for you.
I think so, too. I think the options that I've had and we've had and we've tried to present, I don't know why people are looking at McDaniel as if this is a bad thing. This is about, if you're not landing Harbaugh, name me the better alternative.
Do you think that this would people would be more excited about this if Harbaugh just wasn't on the table?
For sure.
Has Harbaugh ruined every coaching search in America with his name?
I say for sure, but maybe that was a little too premature with that because we talk about McDaniel though, and there's a lot of people that we go to the Capris, we go to the vaping on the sidelines, we go to all this other stuff. Hell, Daryl doesn't like him just because he watched Hard Knocks. Like, there's just enough people that have just built up this anti-McDaniel, and I never really understood what it's for. He got Tua to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, lead the NFL in completion percentage, took him to multiple playoff appearances, which is not a thing that Tua is supposed to be able to do, and instead we look at it like he should have accomplished more?
Don't we know that, like, and I'm going to keep coming back to this, McDaniel is what Stefanski's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, McDaniel's been saddled with Tua as his quarterback and never stopped evolving and creating in his offense. McDaniel is one of the most creative, or has one of the most creative run games in the NFL, and one that has worked no matter who the running back or running back by committee is, and he's pretty darn good evaluator and developer of offensive talent. The defense has been what the defense has been in Miami, but he never had the defense the Browns walk into. That's why, to me, it's so important to keep Jim Schwartz. Like, I can't definitively tell you, Mike McDaniel will be your Kyle Shanahan, your Sean McVay, your whatever. But when we're starting to look at, like, what you want in a bounce-back candidate, it is totally fair if he just doesn't check the almighty box, which is, I don't know if he's a leader of men. That's 100% fair. But I can tell you that the difference between him and Kevin Stefanski is in Miami, Mike's floor was 7-10. I was comfortable with Stefanski when that was his floor as opposed to a 3-win team or a 5-win team.
I just always believe in guys when that's their specialty and then you see it play out the way that it's supposed to. Like, if defense is your problem because you're an offensive-minded coach, and listen, it was his problem. Vic Fangio, it looks night and day with Vic Fangio there as opposed to what he's doing right now with Philadelphia, for instance, right? Like, it's night and day, and Vic Fangio's been really good at a lot of other spots, wasn't good in Miami. But, like, I can find ways to fix that. That's what Jim Schwartz is for. We can find ways to do that. His side of the ball is what's best. There's been many years with Stefanski that we weren't able to say his side of the ball is the best part of this team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.